You're at Hakakodile. We are a 6-acre indigenous woman-led learning healing farm.
So how long have you been here?
We have been here for about going on 2 years as a nonprofit, as Hakakodile. It's just been a beautiful learning and unlearning journey. A lot of learning and unlearning. You do anything indigenous on a very predominant white area, or non-traditional area, nicer way of saying it. It takes a lot of learning because people think that that they're not included, and that's not what's going on here. Everyone's included if you come in a good way, but here we're putting indigenous knowledge at the forefront, indigenous knowledge of the people of this land in the forefront. How to save the world, you gotta listen to the people of the land that you live on how to fix the hurt and the harm. And so we created the space. Well, I co-created the space, I tell everybody, with the land. So in my culture, name gives you power. So my name is U'i, short for U'ilani. And, you know, to say somebody's name gives power, gives a strength. So I thought I'd gift her back her power and bring back her native tongue. And then I didn't realize how much of a journey that was going to be for me of the unlearning. I wanted to find her name so I could honor her. And so I asked the elders that were in my life. Edwina Lincoln is another mom of mine, and I'm very thankful to have them in my life. So she is a tribal elder for me. So her and Priscilla Hunter, okay, just told me to listen to the land, say my prayers, and told me how to seek guidance to get her name and make a fire and lay with her and ask her, what is her name?
Like a romance.
Right. I did my best and lit a fire, came to her and laid with her all night long until the fire went out. And she came to me singing, and she sang her song. And I was like, oh, what does this mean? And we had to go back to Manchester and talk to Clarence and talk about the water and everything. So he helped us translate Kakawika and realized it was Central Pomo, not Northern Pomo. So that was really important to me to honor the area that we're on, just Northern Pomo, and get it translated to Northern Pomo. So Buffy Wright helped us connect with Buffy Schmidt, and who's a language carrier of this area, Northern Pomo, at Mendocino College. And so she translated it for us into Northern Pomo, which is Hakakodile. And the X is pronounced as an H. Hakakodile, which means the water runs through the meadow, or the water runs through here. You know, a lot of folks have felt the healing in this ground, and still to this day, people come and just lay. And if you find them laying in the field, you know, just recharging. So I pray to her all the time, and I ask her what she wants. And when I asked her what she wanted to for me to bring her people here. She wanted to feel their footsteps. She wanted to hear their song. And she wanted me to feed them. And so I was like, ooh, you got big challenges. So I had to get out in the community and be of service so I could meet my tribal relatives. And met Eric Wilder. And he helped create her logo, the logo that we have, into the land, and came up. It was steps. It was hands and water, and she came in steps. And then he sent me her full-on picture, and I just took my breath away. The lettering has Pomo basket symbols in it, which is like, ugh, huge honor. Ran it through my elders, made sure Priscilla Hunter and Edwina Lincoln thought it was okay to honor her in this way, and they say absolutely. Thus created her logo. So then it was like, get to business and really listen. So I just started asking my Pomo relatives, I met them, I was like, what would you like me to grow? And the first year we did a lot of delivering. Well, I did a lot of delivering. And as a team, we really worked really hard because you had to bring the food to them. And now this year she said, bring them here, grow the food and have them harvest. Because part of the healing is getting in the soil and being in the land and singing and harvesting on the land. Another challenge because, you know, not all tribal relatives have cars. So you have to figure out how to get them transportations from Kovalo, from Coyote Valley, from Sherwood to here. Now we just create, you know, a story, you know, to start talking about Hakako Dele so folks can help each other out how to come here. And Sherwood and their EPA program has come, and the youth and elder program there, Antoinette and Melody. This year we're going to be, I'm growing a heck of a lot more food. We have a lot more nourishment here, our nourishment. So we're trying to make sure that we have good resource seeds by growing plants so we can harvest seeds and give seeds out in a sustainable way. And we were trying to make all the vegetables, starts, and seeds all available for our tribal relatives for free to no cost, and the food for them to. And we work with Herbalists Without Borders and the Mendocino Herbal Guild, NCO, North Coast Opportunities Food Hub, and we have a hub here. We work with Fortunate Farm. We work with Women with Women Medicine in Standing in Resistance, or Standing in with Resistance, and they're herbalists helping folks all around the world. We are so thankful. We have wonderful mentors, Karina Gold from Sogorte, and they're and Fui and Loa from Sogorte Land Trust, and Heron Shadow, Melissa Nelson, and all them. They have been amazing. Just nourishment of like, hey, just do it. Like, it's going to be rough the first 2 years, but, you know, we got you, you know, and we'll give you as much guidance as we can. And just, you know, it's a lot of work and being really realistic, but also a whole journey ahead of us on unlearning and relearning how to be kin, not just to each other, because the healing needs to happen. We deserve it. All of us need this happen. And I want to create that space to do it. So here's a pocket. As my teacher would say, it's a little apron pocket that everyone can fit in. And we're here. Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
This has been Jen Procacci reporting for KMUD.